George Washington Carver was just one man, and yet he dreamed and sought after more than that. He tried bringing an end to a culture, a lifestyle of that cotton is king and cotton only, and cotton is what puts food on your table, and cotton is what you have to do for the rest of your life. George Washington Carver brought an end to some of that in his ideals and his researches in other plants. And George Washington Carver was more than just a boy that wanted to learn, that grew up, but he stood for something else. He was a black professor in a time where that wasn't all that common or all that well perceived, and he really wanted more than what most people would settle for. And
yeah, for me, he was kind of a lifesaver because I could hear the flowers and the plants talking to me. And, you know, of course, if I tried to tell anybody about that, they were like, you're crazy. That's just your imagination. And then I was in fifth grade and I found this book, The Man Who Talked to Flowers. And it was about how George Washington Carver was able to do so much just by asking and listening to plants and to nature. And I love how he established his workspace, named it and claimed it as God's little workshop. And he would start his day at 4 a.m. by going out into the woods and just being with God, being with nature, listening to the plants. And I just find that in and of itself such an inspiration. And then the fact, as Jeremiah was saying, that he was able to do so much for so many. He was just one man, and yet he impacted generations. And I would like more and more of our current generations to know about him. Not enough people know who he was. George Washington Carver was an amazing inspiration. And we dedicate this day of soul play to him, to his wisdom, and to his listening. And thank you. Thank you, George Washington Carver.